big win last night from your Milwaukee Bucks. Holy moly, what a game that was, guys. Very exciting. A bunch of lead changes. I think like 11-point swing. Bucks were down by, I think, 14 in the third quarter. Came back to win by two, 118 to 116. And if Giannis hasn't solidified himself as the MVP of the league this year, I don't know what to tell you. Like, everything this guy goes out and does is brilliant. Last night, 40 points, in addition to a major block, a huge game-changing, outcome-changing block at the end of the game. And he just looks like, by all accounts, the numbers and the eye test, like the best player in the league right now. But Gabe, you keep telling me he's not going to win MVP. And I keep saying, this is crazy talk. This is insane to me. How can his numbers be better? How can he be putting up better numbers, having a better season, the team being in contention? And people go, yeah, but he's done that before, and we just want to make sure we spread the love around. Like, how is that possible? How are we justifying this?
I don't know how to justify it, but ESPN, so Tim Bontemps does a straw poll where he actually polls actual voters, people who have voted. Apparently the way the NBA does it is they spread those votes around between media, radio, writers, you know, TV people. They spread it out, and there's 100 votes, so he reached out to people who have had those votes in the past. And he did a straw poll earlier this week. Giannis is a distant third behind Nikola Jokic, who just passed Joel Embiid in this straw poll. Like, it's down to Jokic, it's down to Embiid. Giannis has no chance at actually doing at pulling it out. So they do points because you get points for first, second, third, fourth, fifth, however you finish on someone's ballot.
There's no eye
Jokic,
test.
Jokic is 860, Embiid 719, Giannis 593.
There's no eye test? Like, we talked about, you know, Rodgers with the eye test, yeah. And Brady's numbers were, you could say, equal, maybe, well, some areas they were better, some they were worse. Mm-hmm. But the eye test is like, come on, Brady's not close to Rodgers.
Yep.
There's no eye test in the NBA?
I mean, there's a bit of
an
eye
Jokic,
test.
What is he, yeah, I mean, Jokic, great player, but defensively, it's not even close.
Yeah.
Am I right?
You're not wrong.
Yeah, like Giannis could win Defensive Player of the Year this year. That's a high possibility.
Again. That's insane to me because you have a two-way player like Giannis who's putting up major numbers, whose team, again, I think now they're second in the East, right? Wasn't that the game yesterday, Gabe, where that moved them into second in the East? And you're going, nah. It's not like the other guys are so leaps and bounds better than him. That's what's crazy about this. I could argue if they were putting up 10 points per game better than Giannis, but they're not. It's just crazy to me that all of a sudden this comes down to Giannis fatigue, essentially, or maybe even Rodgers fatigue, Wisconsin fatigue. We just give Aaron Rodgers the MVP in the NFL. Little old Wisconsin got what it deserves, and they don't deserve another MVP. Good grief, what do they think they are?
I think with Embiid, the big case for him is he did this mostly by himself this year. Yes, now he has Harden, but Ben Simmons did not play a single game for them. That roster is okay. And if you watch the game last night, it's very obvious how much they rely upon Embiid and Harden. But Embiid really kept that team afloat for so long before
that help
arrived.
Which is great, but you could point to a zillion different variables, right, and try to make a case for it. They went head-to-head last night. Head-to-head, Giannis was better. Like, across the board better. Like, that to me, it goes back to the eye test that Chewy was just talking about. Like, by every measurable, Giannis was the best player on the court last night.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So I don't understand how anybody could go, but look at Embiid. He's doing some stuff,
I mean,
guys.
If this was LeBron, they'd give him the MVP.
See,
if it was LeBron, they would give him the MVP.
LeBron fatigue was a real thing, too. It's how Derrick Rose ended up winning an MVP in the middle part of last decade because everybody was mad at LeBron for leaving Cleveland. Everybody was mad at LeBron because of the way he decided to go to Miami. LeBron was hands down the best player in the league that year, and there was LeBron fatigue. So the MVP ended up going to Derrick Rose. Like, this is a thing that I don't think exists in the NFL, because if Aaron Rodgers' fatigue were a thing, there's no way that Aaron Rodgers wins his second MVP this
past year.
Because
he did everything in his power to have him give it to Brady.
Well, here's my question to you, Gabe, for that. Like, what about quarterback fatigue? Are we ever going to get to that? Because it feels like the NFL MVP now is all just quarterback.
I've always had quarterback fatigue. They don't do squat. They wear a red jersey. They barely sweat in camp. They make the most money. Some of them are good. But, I mean, come on. Huh? How can't you hate a quarterback as a special teams player or as an offensive lineman?
I don't, you know.
Right?
It is what it is. That's what you got to do.
I know.
It is what it is, man.
Ashton just opened up his mic with no plan whatsoever.
I don't know why you're asking me that question. I've never played any high level of football once in my life.
I'm just saying. They're just annoying. They really are.
The guy never takes a play off. Like, that's the other thing. Like, you could make an argument of, like, as one of the best players in the league, there are times when he could dog it out there and be like, we're up 11. This guy wants to be on the court for every possession. And at times you have to be like, nah, Giannis, take a seat. You know, take a break. We need you in the fourth quarter or whatever it is. It's just crazy to me that, like, somebody out there could watch this NBA season and go, there are guys playing better than Giannis. And Gabe, the only way you can explain it is that they're tired of letting him win. They're tired of seeing him win. Which, again, I argue, it's not like he's a bad guy. I could get, listen, what Chewy just said, I could get behind people being like, Rodgers, really? Like, what a grind. How annoying. Diva, et cetera, et cetera. Giannis has none of those characteristics. Why don't you want to see this guy succeed, NBA voters?
But again, it goes back to Michael Jordan.
But he doesn't
petition for
it either.
Karl Malone shouldn't have won an MVP.
Yeah.
And Michael Jordan should have. And Michael Jordan ended up winning the title that year because, we've given it to Jordan so
many times. I just don't understand how respectable NBA voters can convince themselves that that's a real thing, that that's a justifiable thing. I don't understand how you go to your ballot and go, Giannis is the best player, but he's won it recently, so I should probably give it to Embiid, who Giannis outplayed head-to-head last night in a very important game with seeding significance.
But there's no one petitioning for him. That's the thing. You know, yeah. I mean, a couple of years, was it last year or the year before when Giannis did win it? LeBron was all bent out of shape because he thought he should have won it. And players in a league were petitioning for LeBron to win it. You don't get
except
that.
For James Harden, who was petitioning for James Harden to win it.
Yeah, but you don't get that. The nice thing about Giannis is he doesn't care, or at least we don't think he cares.
He has stated that he does not care. He doesn't care about the MVP. Like, he's won it twice. He just wants to chase those championships. He wants to chase the ring. It's disappointing that he's not going to win the MVP this year, but I'm kind of with Giannis. If he doesn't win the MVP, I guess I don't.
How many games are left?
Eight.
Is it the ultimate goal? No, the ultimate goal is a title. And he said that the other day when we were reading that article that he did with Sam Amick, right? Where he was like, yeah, I mean, it matters, but it doesn't really matter. We want to win a title. But if you deserve that distinction, it should make you angry, Bucks fans, that there's some weird space out there where people can convince themselves that he might be the best player, but we want to spread the love around. We want other guys to get in the mix. Don't you think Embiid has been great? He's been carrying the team this year. That should make you angry.